Hello, welcome to About Music with Brian. We're exploring the instruments of the string section of the orchestra, and over the last few weeks we listened to the violin and the cello. I've been playing suitable music in the line of concertos with orchestra for you so that you can get used to the sound of the instruments in their usual context, namely the orchestra. This was easy enough with the violin and the cello, as these are so frequently featured as soloists that there is no shortage of material. In the case of the viola, it is rather more difficult, first to find concertos written specifically for this instrument, and then to find performances of these works on the viola itself. The violin and the cello, not content with their vast repertoire, are not above borrowing from the viola repertoire as well. The two items tonight are both originals, in both senses, written for and performed on the viola. The first is a three-movement concerto by Carl Stamitz, his viola concerto in D major from 1770. As one of the earlier concertos for the viola, this piece is representative of the classical style and showcases the viola's melodic capabilities. It features a bright and cheerful character with a clear structure and elegant themes, making it a favorite amongst performers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our second item is not actually a concerto, it's a symphonic work which features a prominent viola soloist part, and it is structured in a way that allows for virtuosic display. The work is by Hector Berlioz and is entitled Harold in Italy. The date of composition is 1834. It was inspired by Lord Byron's poem entitled Childe Harold's Pilgrimage. The four sections are Harold in the Mountains, The Pilgrim's Procession, Serenade of an Abruzzian Highlander, and The Robber's Orgies. I wish you much enjoyment as we listen to these four movements, and I hope to play more music of a lighter nature on Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Please join me then.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.